Welcome back to Your Tech Report. For gadget news and reviews, click to yourtechreport.com.
We're back on Your Tech Report. Mitchell Whitfield in Los Angeles, Marco Flalo in Montreal. Thank you guys for being with us each and every single week. Oh boy, Mitchell. Techember, yes. Techtober, so excited. Apple announcements coming around the corner. We've got Google announcements, Amazon announcements.
No, wait a second. In all fairness, you just asked me about, you know, some tech that I've heard about or tried. So I need to ask you something. Because we're both tech guys when it comes to TVs as well as other great tech items. And, you know, I'm always looking for new TVs. And I feel like, you know what? I feel like I'm always picking up new TVs, whether it's for family, helping them shop for something. We actually need something new for the bedroom. I'd heard you talking about a Roku TV from Philips. So I need more information so I can make a good educated purchase when I make my purchase. So tell me, because we didn't talk about this off the air. Usually you tell me everything. So what's going on with this Roku TV from Philips? Tell me about it.
Well, you know, it's funny. So, you know, you and I are Roku fans. We've been Roku fans for a very long time.
Yeah.
And our brand of choice of late has always been TCL, because TCL has been really one of the only brands that bring Roku TVs into the house.
I think that's what people associated with Roku, right? Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not the case anymore, because, you know, Hisense has some great Roku TVs as well. But what landed on my doorstep was a new Philips Roku model that's now available in Canada. So I believe you can get it on your side of the border as well.
Okay.
The cool thing is you get the full kind of Roku experience when you get this TV. So let me dive into some of the specs on this stuff. First of all, it's a QLED display. So you get 4K Ultra HD. So it uses quantum dot technology. So you get that nice lifelike picture, especially cool when you're watching sports and stuff that moves across the screen really quick. You notice it especially on the blacks, because blacks get like so incredibly dark. And then the color pops up and it's like, okay, this is like vivid. Like if you're walking through a Best Buy and you're walking through a bunch of TVs, this is one of those ones that'll stop you and go, okay, I want to pay attention to what's going
what
on.
What is
here.
This? Yeah.
Yeah. And that's thanks to obviously control of, you know, contrast and brightness. You can really kind of tweak it to different modes in which you like it. I always tweak mine towards gaming. If I'm going to do gaming inputs, and then I'll choose another input and that'll be more my TV stuff. So it's definitely something that caught my attention, that would catch my attention if I was in the store. Now, Dolby Vision support, Dolby Atmos, which are advanced features for a TV like this, because normally audio doesn't necessarily get the best rap on televisions like this, because they want to sell you soundbars and stuff like that. And not only that, but they're trying to make these things super light and easy to carry and easy to mount. I mean, at this point, like, this is a 55-inch TV that weighs, I think it was something like 27 pounds. Like, it's ridiculous.
Seriously?
How light these are. Yeah, you can lift it yourself with two hands. If you're
crazy.
Long enough, if you've got the enough reach, you can actually pick this up and actually do it. But so Dolby Vision enhances the picture quality. So it adjusts the brightness and the contrast dynamically based on the content that's on the screen and by a scene-by-scene basis. So it's constantly analyzing and working in the background to make sure that you get the best quality that's there. Then, of course, couple that with the Dolby Atmos audio and the surround effect, which uses the speakers on the TV to give you, and of course, it works with soundbars and different devices and home theater as well, but it gives you that immersive 3D sound even out of just the television speakers, which is pretty cool. But the cool thing about it is that you put this thing on the wall and suddenly you have that surround experience right out of the box. You're not worrying about investing anything more into it. I haven't gotten the price yet, but I want to mention this right off the bat, because the 50-inch model that was sent to me, $549. Now, they make this from 50 all the way to 75, and you get the great feature set across the board, but obviously the panel size will change. Okay. Let me continue here. Roku OS. This is where things really shine. Now, I know Roku did not build their operating system originally to be on televisions, but I've got Samsung TVs, I've got Sony TVs, and I now gravitate towards Roku-powered televisions. The interface has become so easy to use.
Yeah.
It's not cluttered with ads. When there are ads, they tend to be very tasteful and kind of catered to what you're actually watching. Of course, you get access to things like Netflix, YouTube, Disney Plus, Prime Video, plus AirPlay control, so you can actually, you know, pair it with your ecosystem. They've got a voice search, which is super accurate. Of course, you can customize the home screen. You can create profiles for everybody in your family. And the cool thing I found was, and I keep forgetting, and it's my bad, but I keep forgetting that Roku now has a whole slew of free channels. And the amount of content that's now available, I guess because, you know, older shows, different rights and stuff like that, that are available on some of the free channels that are out there these days, rivals some of, like, I mean, I could find myself going down the rabbit hole of watching shows that I haven't even thought of in 20 years. And I'm suddenly watching them for free. And I forget that I even have a receiver built into this, or even have, you know, Bell Fibe, or, you know, DirecTV, et cetera, which is
right, cool. Right.
Overall, honestly, great experience. The design and look of the TV is super, super, you know, beautiful, kind of stainless steel finish around the edges, blends in with any environment. I really enjoyed it. This one in particular, because I had to send it back, didn't hang it on the wall, but you get the two little stands. It goes anywhere. Again, you know, $549 is the starting price for these TVs available at Best Buy locations.
That's crazy.
You can find them online. Really, really cool devices. Check it out. It's a QLED Philips Roku TV.
And for people that don't know, you know, one of the advantages, sometimes they hear things like QLED and it's like, it sounds like, you know, an advertising pitch or some PR sort of mumbo jumbo. Let me tell you something. I love OLED screens. I've always loved OLED. The one downside to an OLED screen is you have the run the risk of burn-in. And I believe one of the advantages of QLED is you have the advantages of OLED, where you get that fantastic contrast, the deep blacks, the popping colors, but you don't have the risk of burn-in like you have with an OLED set. So the QLED does have huge advantages. And okay, now you make me want to go look at one of those Philips TVs. Thank you so much. That's good.
You should go because, look at them.
No, but they're beautiful. I mean, you look at these pictures, and again, people don't think about things like Dolby Vision and Dolby Atmos audio and things until you see it and or hear it. And then you're like, oh, I get it. Sometimes they hear a term and it's hard to apply that term or that spec or that feature until you see it and experience it and go, oh, now it has actual meaning. Because I see what it does, or I hear what it does. So trust me, when you try these devices that have these features, they will have more meaning because you will see it visually and you will hear it. So, all right, I'm going to go check that out, Mark. Thank you.
Do it. And you know, the funny thing is, with TVs, they used to be, TVs used to be the things we don't upgrade all the time.
Yeah.
Nowadays, because they're getting lighter, they're getting easier to use, they're getting more technology, and just easier to just hang on the wall. It's kind of a no-brainer to want to go upgrade these a little bit more often than you would have before.
Oh, you want to hear something crazy? Can I tell you something crazy?
Yeah,
go ahead. My lovely wife, Tracy. She's a fantastic human being. Could not care less about tech. If I'm excited about something, she's supportive and say, oh, that's great. I'm glad you're excited about it. But for her, tech, it's not her thing. When we went to get a TV for the living room, because we have a family room. I've never had a family room and a living room. Now we have a family and a living room here. So it's like, well, anytime that I've seen my friends that have a family room and a living room, the living room never gets used. Everyone's always in the family room. The living room has nicer furniture and no one ever sits in it. It's an empty room. It's a waste. So I said to Tracy, I was like, look, we better put a TV up on the wall here, because if we don't, no one will ever sit in here. And I was joking with her, but we joked about it, but you know what? It ended up being kind of true. So we put like a 55-inch TV up on the wall, and it's a big wall. I mean, we have tall ceilings, so it's a big wall. The other day, and I thought I was going to explode with joy, Tracy and I were watching something in the living room. She goes, you know, I could see going a little bigger, getting something bigger on this wall here.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, excuse me, honey? What, who are you and what have you done with the
wall?
Did
you run out and buy one?
I immediately kissed her and like started just glowing. So now we're shopping for like a 65-inch. And we always knew that the wall could support a larger TV, but we also, as much as we wanted, you know, to have a TV in the room, we didn't want it to overwhelm the room. We wanted it to be a place also where people could just come sit down and hang out and not see a giant blank screen. And we didn't want to do the frame. We don't want to do the frame, but it looks like a piece of art. Yeah, although that looks amazing too. Cause I was going with the LG OLED. So, and she sat there and looked, she goes, yeah, we can go with a bigger screen. This could become our movie room. I'm like, oh my God, I've never loved you more than I love you right now.
I was going to say, that's like renewing your vows without having to go through the process.
Thank you. Right. I think this could be our movie room. Like, we didn't already have one in the family room. This was the greatest thing ever. So now, Black Friday, well, you know, it's not even Black Friday. I don't even have to wait for Black Friday, but because they're doing sales all the time. But now I'm looking for a larger TV for the living room. Like a crazy man.
That is crazy. Okay, let's take a quick break, come back. let's talk about what we're expecting next week at Apple, because I got to get it off my chest. Stick around. That is your Tech Report. I will be right back.
Your Tech Report will be right back.
The Podcast Super Friends is a monthly meeting of five podcast producers.
Hi, I'm Catherine O'Brien from Branch Out Programs in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
I'm John Gay from Jagged Detroit Podcasts.
I'm Matt Kundel from the Sound Off Podcast Network.
I'm David Yes from Pod 617, the Boston Podcast Network.
And I'm Johnny Peterson from Straight Up Podcasts.
Together, they form the Podcast Super Friends, an alliance of podcast masterminds sharing best practices, insights, and discussions to help make you a better podcaster. Follow or subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or at soundoff.network.
Hi, I'm Mercedes Nickel, four-time Winter Olympian and host of Dropping In, a podcast with Mercedes. This is a podcast where I interview a bunch of different people. I get the good, the bad, and the ugly, as well as I share my stories along the way. Now you can drop in at droppingin.com or subscribe on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube. I'll see you soon.